Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend your time with us. And for that, we are so grateful. We don't take it for granted. We're going to have a great, great topic and a great time tonight. But before we jump into the topic tonight of Three Beats, One Heart, we're going to thank each and every one of our sponsors. And our first sponsor is actually Three Beats, One Heart, Inc., providing healthy hearts through coaching, training, and healing. Their motto is to educate, train, care, and share. You can book your CPR classes, seminars, and so much more. The website is www.3hearts, you spell out three, T-H-R-E-E, hearts with an S, spell out the number one, O-N-E, beat.com. That's www.3heartbeats with an S, one, excuse me, threeheartsonebeat.com, and you're spelling out the three and the one. And then also they have a Facebook business page at Love, L-U-V, your, the number three, hearts. So I'm telling you, we want to thank Three Hearts, One Beat, Inc. for being one of our sponsors tonight. And then we have the Power of Decision, overcoming life struggles and challenges through choices by Chandelle Andrea Jackson. That book, it says every action, whether positive or negative, starts with decisions. Decisions can make or break you. This book teaches you how to be overcomer and live a victorious life through daily choices you make. The book is available on Amazon, Zulon, Barnes & Noble, and eBay. Jesus on the Mainline Prayer CD by Valerie Lee. This CD was birthed out of the 15 Minutes with Him Women's Prayer Line. Her CD is now available on Spotify, iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, Google Play, and Tidal. And I'm telling you, this book, this prayer CD would be a great asset to your devotional time. Again, the name of that CD is Jesus on the Mainline by Valerie Lee. Aphographics is your one-stop shop for your graphics needs. Whether you need graphics, photography, or graphical design, they take care of all of that. So everything from flyers to logos, banners, business cards, letterhead, newsletters, invitations, photography, and even websites. Aphographics is actually on Facebook at APHOGRAF as in Frank, the letter X, Aphographics. And their email address is the same, spelling at gmail.com. So, guys, it's time for prom season, and weddings are coming up, and graduations. So it'll be a great time to get in and get you some photo shoots done. Mother's Day is even coming up, Mother, so you can go in there and get those Mother's Day shots. We have Unique Expression by Design. Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington is there to make your ideas a reality. She will make sure that she customizes any of your business or professional needs. So if you have a personal need, so if you have T-shirts, mugs, pens, pencils, and so much more needs for that, she can take care of that for you. For those who, again, who are having weddings and graduations and family reunions, that is the person that can take care of you. She also has a Facebook business page, or her website is www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. We have Inspired Jewels, the number for you. That's inspiredjewelsforyou.com. Your affordable $5 jewelry and accessories through Paparazzi. Visit again, that's www.inspiredjewels, the number four, the letter U.com. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop to your beauty and hair care needs. So anything from your natural hair, braids, relaxers, sew-ins, quick weaves, makeup, lashes, and whatever it is that deals with hair or beauty, Roz can take care of you. Schedule your appointment today at 404-599-3712. All of our sponsors have Facebook business pages, so go out and visit their business pages as well as their websites. And if you're interested in being a sponsor, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com, and that's onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. And we will definitely take a look at getting you featured on our show as a sponsor. The cost is only currently $25 for the entire month. Well, we are back. Thank you again for joining us tonight. And the topic is Three Hearts, One Beat. And we're so excited about tonight's topic and the great, great knowledgeable guest that we have. We have Ms. Certified Life Coach, CPR Instructor, Facilitator, Ms. Heart Health Coach herself, Ms. Sharon Reed. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening?
Thank you so much. Thank you, and I really appreciate and honor this time and space to share with you and your audience, and I am absolutely excellent and getting better and better every day. What about you?
I am blessed and just excited about having you as our guest tonight.
Well, thank you. I'm ready to share.
All right. So I want you to introduce yourself to our listeners.
Introduce. Well, I'll start off with a little personal. I know people like to know the real you before we talk about any business and really talking about what I'm here for is sharing the ministry of the heart. And so I am married to a wonderful man. We've been together for over 40 years. We have over five adult children, and my baby is 30 this year, so she's trying to rub it in my face. I don't know why.
I'm getting younger. She's the one who's getting older. And then we have nine grandchildren.
We have nine grandchildren, six girls and three boys. Yeah, so so, you know, I'm really thankful for that. I started out in my services as a teacher. I've always been a teacher trainer at heart. My very first job was a teacher with a pre-K. And then my very first professional job was working in the medical field as a medical assistant, and had the opportunity to teach nurses' aides how to take vital signs. So I've always been teaching and training. I'm Jamaican, and I moved to Atlanta. I've been here about 20 years from New York, so I'm an apple turned a peach. I've been a Georgia peach for about 25 years. And so, and here is where I really started working and sharing, as I say, educating, training, sharing, and caring.
Amen. I love it. And, you know, it's something when you're in the field that you truly love, you're doing what you love and not just doing something to make money. It's a lifestyle for you. You know, it's automatic. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, it is, without a doubt. You know, a lot of people are really trying to figure out, you know, what their purpose is or what they want to do. And you kind of look back into what you've always done and what just has come easy to you and what people have complimented you on, things that you just kind of take for granted, really, and didn't really know how much to step into that power. And when I look throughout, when I was starting my business, when I looked throughout what I've always done and what's come easy to me, it was always sharing, teaching, training. Mm-hmm. And every position that I've been put into, it ends up doing something like that. When I moved to Atlanta, waiting for my license for reciprocity as a respiratory therapist, I started teaching medical assistants. And it's always in a position of training. I started teaching CPR with American Heart Association and volunteering with it for over 25 years. So it's always been about caring and learning how to take care of yourself, and I believe in living holistically, and so it just comes natural for me.
Amen. I love it. I absolutely love it. So the topic itself tonight is Three Hearts, One Beat, and it happens to be the actual name of your company. What does Three Hearts, One Beat mean to you, Sharon?
Actually, it came about similar to what I was talking about before. It came about as far as, you know, this is the time when you kind of brand. This is the new thing, branding, and what people are going to know you by. And since I, you know, I'm in the medical field, I health coach, I do relationship coaching, I do healing, and provide tools for, you know, heart health and management, and talk about heart. I couldn't figure out what in the world, I can't put on a business card that I do all these things. What is it that's in common? And so I was like, okay, the heart is in common. What do I know about the heart? I know and I've learned throughout my years that it is our thoughts and our thoughts and our feelings that are also manifested through our physical ailments, knowing that our emotions are deep-bedded, and our belief system. So how we think and feel also has its own heart, which is its own being, which is the heart. The heart holds our memories. If I tell you to go ahead and think about when you first held an infant, or when you, a great memory, when you heard that first music that made you just swoon and want to dance, you just have all these wonderful feelings. And when you think about something really bad that happened to you, you also get another set of feelings. Your heart holds these emotions, and they shape how you act, how you react, what you think, and what you say. And so I said, ooh. And then I said, you know what? There's a spiritual heart. That heart where unconditional love lies. That heart where it is that you give love to humankind, that heart where God lives. And so I said, the physical heart is where I do some training and I talk about heart health. The emotional heart is where I really do emotional healing and work with couples and women who want to improve their relationships. And then the spiritual heart comes with the healing and the forgiving and the learning how to manifest their true desires. So I said, three hearts, you got one beat. So that's how it came about.
Oh, wow. I love it. I love it. And you've been working in with medical and coaching and all of this for over 25 years?
I have been in the field, in the health and wellness industry for 30 years, really. I like to say 25 years. Doesn't age me as much. But, yeah, over 30 years. I was one of the first group of health coaches that Emory hired up to this year. I was working with Emory, but I was moved to go ahead and continue to build my business, and so I went part-time. I'm still health coaching. I work with women who need better self-esteem and want to lose weight and really learn more about their health. So I'm still working as a health coach for a company, and then I still do my CPR and relationship coaching on the days that I'm not.
Wow. So, you know, I really wish I could have connected you to some people. I know three people that are, one is 49, the other one's 50 or 51, and then there was another one in her 30s that all have had heart attacks. And you used to hear stuff like that, you know, you used to hear that of older people. But you said that emotions are stored in the heart and kept in the heart, and they manifest.
Yeah. They manifest physically. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Often, oftentimes when people are having heart disease, the emotions that really come with that is lacking self-care and really not really mm-hmm. respecting and honoring and nurturing themselves. Oftentimes it is linked to wanting material gain and losing some happiness. So it could be grief. It could be loss of a loved one. It could be loss of a boyfriend. It could be some emotional trauma that happened when they were young, and they never fully were able to express themselves. So this stress caused an imbalance within themselves, and if they haven't been able to truly heal, it manifests in a heart attack. You know, there's actual studies where people have died from a broken heart. Broken heart syndrome, and it's usually linked when you don't have to have any heart problems at all, but if something traumatic happens, it can put that much stress on your heart that you actually will have the same symptoms as someone who's having a heart attack.
So wow.
I'm finding within my practice that more and more women are still not expressing themselves and holding their feelings within themselves. And with the foods that we're eating, the mm-hmm. lack of exercise, and all of this superficial cosmetic facade that they're saying that we need to put on to look beautiful, but they're not feeling beautiful, all of this is just weighing really heavy on the heart. So if we're not taking care of ourselves, and then of course we're in a society where we're sitting more than walking and doing, and you know, sitting has been termed the new smoking. And so since we're having mm-hmm. a sedentary lifestyle, not moving and keeping ourselves active, you know, heart disease is we're just ripe for heart disease. So I'm seeing this mm-hmm. all the time. So, oftentimes if we're finding that we're holding on to stress, it's going to increase the risk for heart disease and even cancer.
Right. You know what? And you know, mm-hmm. many of the people that I've heard with, you know, the cancer patients and things of that nature, they were people who were either really, really hurt or they really held on to some things they didn't. Releasing things, not all the time now. I'm not saying all the
mm-hmm.
time, but some of the
yeah.
people that I knew, they were either grieving really, really deeply for loved ones they had
yeah.
lost, or they,
yeah.
you know, just some people that just really hurt them deeply and they never got over it. Now, again, that's not everybody, but there were several that I knew that, you know.
Really, if you don't get over the grief, it's anybody. It's just a matter of time. Look at something real current. Barbara mm. Bush just made her transition, and then look how quickly George Bush ended up being sick and in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Like the next day, right?
Yeah, exactly. That broken heart,
mm-hmm.
decreasing the immune system,
mm-hmm.
and that longing and urging. You know, maybe there were some other things that, you know, he wanted to say and could have done. You know, when you lose your anchor that you've been, I think they've been together for 73 years. And so,
mm-hmm.
it's not only the heart, but it's also the separation. It takes a while because it's a habit. It's in your brain. In the brain, you have these neurons and synapses and these. So it's like a habit, like an addict. You're used to seeing and being with this person. And so it's going to take a while for you to realize and create a new habit or create a new emotion for that space. You think about
mm-hmm.
someone who smokes. It takes a while. Most people can't just quit cold turkey. A lot of people
mm-hmm.
have to take their time and kind of wean off, or if they quit cold turkey, they found something to replace that. So it's those triggers. So, you know, that when I heard about George Bush, I was like, yep, that's a broken heart right there.
Mhm. You said they were married 72 years?
Yeah, 73 years is what I heard. Mhm.
Wow.
So can you imagine that when you don't have that energy and that space that you know that you come home and are used to seeing and being with. I know it simply, you know, my husband had to be working late nights recently, and it just took me forever just to fall asleep just because I'm used to having his energy right next to me.
For 40 years. Yes, ma'am.
All right, now. Yeah, it is a blessing, and I'm really thankful. And we are, as I said, my youngest is 30, so we've been empty nesters for quite a while. So, and we're still having fun together and going on vacation and so forth together. So,
yes.
You know, I'm thankful. Really thankful. You know, I truly believe that it takes more than eating right to be healthy, and it really takes more than just saying let go or get over it to feel better, and it takes more than just meditation to spiritually grow. So it's that concept is where I have developed my three-dimensional heart system, where when I'm working with someone, I don't just take what they say is they come to me with the problem. We do look at all aspects. So what about the health and what traumas or how are you actually feeling? And then looking at on the spiritual side. So when you come to me, you're going to get some work, some physical work to do, some emotional work to do, and some spiritual work to do. And to me, together, helps create the whole healing.
All right, so you got the spiritual, emotional, and what was the other part?
The physical, emotional, and spiritual. And so together, they impact our health, it impacts how we love, and it impacts the way we live.
Wow. I never thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, and if we want to take it to another level, how important the heart is, even in the biblical sense, in the old King James Version, the word heart is mentioned in any other body organ. It's mentioned in the King James Version over 760-something times. And you can find so many passages, you know, in referring to taking on the Eastern philosophy, they talk about the heart and that a heart is the conscious of the body. And then scientifically, they are seeing that, you know, the heart can start beating, can continue to beat outside the body. How many of us really take time to think about the power of the heart? And the heart doesn't even weigh a pound.
Really?
And the heart, the vessels in the heart are over 60,000 miles. And to give you a visual of that, the vessels in the heart can be wrapped around the earth almost two times.
Wow. That's huge.
It weighs around 11 ounces on an average.
Wow.
On an average.
So
there's just so many random facts about the heart that I really talk about and share that people wouldn't even think about how the heart affects everything that we do.
Right.
The energy that it holds.
So if a person came to you for like holistic coaching to, you know, have that healthy journey, the holistic journey to eating healthy and being healthy, you would start with the physical place first.
Yeah.
And then you would touch on all three places to see so that you can take them in all areas?
I take them in. I let them understand how their physical ailment is linked to the emotional heart. And then how that they can be more healthy by healing spiritually. So we do all three. So when someone comes to me, those are the aspects that I'm looking at.
Wow. You know, you never think about that kind of stuff, you know?
You know, I'll give you an example. There's a young lady,
okay,
and we'll just call her Emily. And Emily broke up with her boyfriend. Emily broke up with her boyfriend about 4 years ago. And she just could not stop thinking about and blaming herself for this breakup. He decided to leave her. They were together and did everything. They did everything together. And people, when one person saw her, they also saw him. And then for him to suddenly just get up and leave her and then say, I'm moving to a whole other state. And a month after says that he's getting married. Can you imagine how her heart was broken? She became very angry. She became depressed. Mm-hmm. She started to gain weight. She developed high blood pressure. She became diabetic. And you know, and she would just cry and just be sad and wear black clothes all the time and just became miserable. And no one couldn't really comfort her. And for years, she just kind of carried that with her, and her light, her bright light, just began to diminish. And so when she went to the doctor, they said, okay, you got to lose weight. You know, they're giving her medication for blood pressures. She, now she was almost getting ready to begin to start having, giving herself insulin injections. This is how bad it was. Now, how do we connect that with the emotions? Her heart, we know that her heart was broken. Her high blood pressure was also due to the anger that she felt. You heard the term, you heard the term, I'm so angry my blood was boiling. So imagine if your blood is boiling, it's increasing in pressure. Does that make sense? And
yes,
so
it
then
does.
She became pre-diabetic because all the sweetness out of all the joy in her life had vanished. And so and then she put on all this extra weight because she was trying to find comfort. And so these physical ailments was direct linked to how she was emotionally feeling. And she hadn't forgiven herself. She hadn't forgiven him. She continued to blame herself, and her self-esteem, her self-worth began to diminish. And friends and says, you need to get over it. What are you crying for? He's already gone. It's been a couple of years already. And she loved him. And it hurt. And she didn't know how to heal. And so until she came to me and we were able to go deeper than the fact of that breakup. It was deeper than that. She had been emotionally hurt before. She had been overweight before, and she had tried to work over it. And so when I worked with her, realized that she was hurt from she was 19 years old in with her first relationship. In her first intimate relationship, her man told her, hey, I didn't know you know you were so fat. That she held into her heart. And so no wonder she goes to food, she goes to anger, and all the pressure builds up until finally in her early 40s, she manifested the high blood pressure. Because, you know, the body and the heart can only take but so much. And so we began to work on learning how to take care, how to eat better. How to take better. When I work with someone, I'm not like the doctors that you need to drink more water and you need to exercise. We're going to see how it fits in your lifestyle. When is the best time for you to drink water? What type of foods do you like? Where do you go shopping? What can you use to supplement? Are you a person who likes sweets or do you like salts? And we find different things that can be substituted that you enjoy to eat. And then we start thinking about how can we gradually have an exercise routine. Exercise is so important to not only heart health, but to your whole body health. What exercise does is increase the amount of oxygen in your blood. It is oxygen, that nutrient that feeds the brain and feeds all the cells to help give you that energy. And so it helps to keep you fit. And if you are fit, then if anything was to happen to you, your recovery time is much quicker. your immune system is built up.
Right.
And so learning that, even scientific research has said that the best medicine for depression is exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And when they did a study with groups, with those that were on medication and those that just did exercise 5 to 7 times a week, how they their whole mood and attitude improved.
Mm.
So learning wow. to take care of yourself and nurture yourself, looking in the mirror and loving the parts that you think that you don't like, looking at them, looking
mm-hmm.
at yourself without any clothes on, smiling at yourself in the mirror, and then going back now for the emotional healing, really learning ways to forgive, learning ways not only forgiving. When you break up, it doesn't matter who broke up who, everybody gets hurt, but both of you contributed to that breakup, and you have to be able to realize, what did I contribute to that breakup?
Mm-hmm.
What did I do? We always blame mm-hmm. the other person, and she started to learn what she did to contribute to the breakup. And then once we
right.
break up, the hardest thing is to just say thank you. I remember her and many of my other clients said, I had one client said, thank you. And she looked at me as if she could cut me in two. Thank you. I ain't got nothing to say thank you about. He's the one who cheated and did all of this. And I said, I thought you told me that he was there for you when you went to school. He gave you 2 beautiful children, that he was there and he taught you this and he taught you that. And she was like, yeah. I said, so there's a lot to say thank you for.
Wow.
And so these are the type of exercises so that you can start to lift that heaviness and start to
mm-hmm.
realize that when we are together in a relationship, it's not so much that you break up. It's just that you have both gotten what you need to get out of that relationship, and you say thank you because I've learned so much more about myself. Some relationships last long and some don't. But in each relationship,
mm-hmm.
continuing to be thankful for what you bring and what the other person brings. Too many times the relationship is about I and you, or me and you instead of us.
Mm-hmm.
Most relationships
mm-hmm.
do not live in the us. They live in the me and you, and it's all about me. It's not all about
mm-hmm.
you when you're in a relationship. It's all about us.
Right.
And so
wow.
after working with Emily, she was finally being able to come around, and she got a personal trainer, and she was able to lose weight, and she was able to start
mm-hmm.
Coming out of those black clothes and feeling better about herself, being able to mention
mm-hmm.
his name without crying and breaking down. And we went through some serious, what I call housekeeping, going through this achy-breaky thing, taking down the pictures and really separating and learning to love on yourself, and having her do some deep
mm-hmm.
breathing and some heart health breathing, looking into that heart and saying and telling the heart thank you. When's the last time, Aaliyah, you said thank you to your heart?
Oh wow!
How many
yeah,
in their listeners have really put that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so just an
yeah.
easy exercise of just putting your hand in your heart and feeling that beat and just saying thank you, because your heart is working. It's the hardest working muscle in the body.
Mm-hmm.
It is working when you're sleeping. It is working and giving and feeding all the other organs in your body through the blood.
Wow. Wow. You know, as you were talking about trying to get to the depth of where the problem really, the root of the problem, you had to peel back the layers to get to where the real problem was. And how long does something like that take when you tend to, like on average? Because so many times people have built up these walls. And
it's a good question. It depends, of course, it depends on the individual. And right. I try not to go too much deep into the deep. What I do is try to give you a different perspective, and you end up doing your own self-healing, because I do not say that I'm healing or I'm fixing you. I do not fix you. I'm the conduit. And what I do is just start asking the questions and allowing you to think so that you can come up and be self-motivated and realize what you need to work on to heal. And so in my coaching program, you have to have at least six sessions, at least six to ten sessions, and the last couple of sessions are really about maintenance and creating your own new lifestyle, and what I call it is rewriting your story. So if you had these emotional setbacks, it's for you now to rewrite that story and say, now and look at it on as a learning lesson, and I call it giving it back and sending it out of your life with grace and not with any bitterness, and being it. So, the sessions are depending on what you need. Some sessions are can last 6 months. Some can last 12 months. It depends on how it evolved. And what it really depends on, Aaliyah, is the work that you want to put into it.
Wow, I like that.
Too many of us do not want to invest in ourselves emotionally. So we like to cover it up. We'll like to go ahead and look good on the outside and feel awesome on the inside, and we'll cover it up. Tell the truth. How many times have you felt really sick and awful, and somebody says, "Hey, Aaliyah, how you doing?" You said, "I'm fine." You ain't fine. Those are the little things that you know, I'm guilty of it too. I say, "Hey, I'm good," but you know, when you say how, you know, these things are not truthful, and it doesn't allow you to really heal. So if you're not feeling good, hey, I'm not feeling so good, but I'm trying to feel better. Sometimes a hug, sometimes a good word, sometimes a smile, sometimes a random act of kindness can definitely help heal yourself.
Tell me this. Why do you think people neglect themselves so much? Why do they put all of their time and attention into everyone but themselves? Why do they value others more than themselves?
Why do people value others more than themselves? It's almost like a self-taught thing, especially for women, that we are born nurturers. And we feel as though giving makes you feel good. But, you know, when you give and you're not, you know, I know a lot of people say, "I like to give and I don't like to receive. You don't have to give me anything." But what are you doing? Aren't you blocking that other person's blessing? We like to give. And so just as you give, it's an equal exchange to give and to receive and to be thankful. Even if you haven't already, be happy and thankful that you've got it. But why do we give and do more? Because it's a self-satisfaction thing. It's an ego thing, really. It's ego. And we do it to hide. And some people do it to hide their own inner pain. And it's a belief system that, you know, it's a belief system, really, that, you know, I have to give. And you do give, but we are not taught to give to ourselves first. You know, that lesson that you learn when you go fly on an airplane and they say, put the oxygen on you before you put it on someone else?
Right.
Taking care. You have to take care of yourself before you can help anybody else. And you have to love yourself 100% before you can really say that you're going to give your love or share your love to someone else.
Wow. That is so true. We're going to open the phone lines because I'm getting chats that are starting with questions. So if you want to dial in for questions, we're going to open up the lines at 929-477-2178. Again, that's 929-477-2178. Press option 1, and you'll be able to ask us a question, or you'll be able to make a comment on anything that's been said tonight. One of the questions that I do have that a person said, they're listening by the Internet, so, of course, they can't dial in. But she says, why is it so hard to leave or let go of unhealthy and toxic relationships?
As I alluded to earlier, it is so hard is because it actually is embedded in our brain. And it's hormones that are also a part of this. The heart sends hormones to the brain. And it takes a while for us to be able, for the brain cells, and I don't want to get too technical, but the brain cells to kind of break away. So it's a procedure that you have to go through. So it's no one's fault that you can't let this go, that you can't break away. It is a hormonal function that takes time and to go ahead and, so to speak, wean itself off and for you to be able to find other habits. So it's just like any addiction. It's your any addiction that someone may have. It takes a while to break away and to learn what it did and for you to be able to fill that spot with more loving yourself.
That's
so
true.
Does that kind of answer that?
Definitely. I definitely think so. What, and I think sometimes they've even seen it in the, in their childhood or, you know, they've experienced it. In with their family members, and so that kind of validates it, you know.
Exactly. It's a lot of it is learned behavior. A lot of people have stay on and hold on to a relationship that's not good for them because they may have had some abandonment issues in their past, or they have been taught that even though the person treats you badly, that you need to stay with it. I've had a client say, well, I was taught that once you are married, you stay married and you try your best to keep it working no matter what. And so you do everything you can to stay in that. And it included in taking abuse because it was ingrained that if you do not stay married, then you are a failure.
Wow.
So you're right. It's a lot to do with what happened and how you were brought up and the examples that were set before you. So it's really important, you know, as mothers and as women, that we set these examples and we think about what we're doing and what we're teaching our children. Our children learn more from what they see us do and how they see us handle situations more than what we tell them. And a child's personality is set in by the time they're 7 years old.
That's true. That is so true.
And you as a teacher know this, right? And a lot of what they do is what they've seen or what they've heard, and you don't even realize it. How many times you see mothers on the phone talking to their friends, cussing and carrying on, and the child is there, and they're not paying any attention. The child is also seeing how you handle the situation. And what words you're using.
Right. Wow. That is so true. So true. So true. I tell you. So if you all have a question or comment, dial 929-477-2178 and press option 1. You can ask questions. You don't have to say your name. You can be anonymous. But we're talking about heart health and how your emotions, how your mental state, everything ties into your health and ultimately your heart. And I never thought about that like this, Sharon. I really never thought about that. And so, you know, many times we're, you know, I'm that nurturer that tries to take care of everybody, but I had to learn how to say no. I had to learn how to say, you know what, not today, because I would overextend myself trying to help everybody else and be exhausted. So I had to learn that word no. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. It's about setting boundaries. It's about learning how to set boundaries and balance and trying to have that balance of between what we can physically do, what we can emotionally handle so that we can be spiritually healthy.
Right. I love it. Say that again. Can you say that again?
It's about creating that balance of what you can physically do, what you emotionally can handle or accept so that we can be spiritually healthy.
Okay.
And so, you know, and to share a story, you know I'm passionate about teaching CPR, and to share a story how this could happen to anyone. So there, and while the questions are coming in, I just kind of really wanted to talk about how important knowing and learning CPR is.
Yes.
So there was this guy named Philip. He was about 39 years old, and he had a, him and his wife had been together, and he and she kept on complaining over the weekend how she was feeling tired and feeling a little sick in her stomach. And so, you know, it was like, you know, as women, we say we're tired 50 times a day, right? But she kept on saying she was tired. He was like, he heard it before in her stomach. So he was like, oh, maybe it's that time of the month, you know, and really didn't pay it too much mind. And then Sunday, she still was now having some shortness of breath. And really not doing her regular routine that she did. She couldn't feel like cooking dinner or anything on that Sunday. And so he said, well, you know, Monday you probably need to go to the doctor. So Monday morning, while she was preparing to go to the doctor, she fell down on the kitchen floor. And Philip came, and he fell on the floor, and he tried to shake her. And she didn't respond, and so he kept on shaking her and calling her name, and she didn't respond. So he ran and he called a friend of his who was a nurse, and the nurse said, you need to call 911. And he called 911, and in his anxiety, he said, he gave the address, and he said that she's on the floor, and she's been on the floor for about 5 minutes, and she won't wake up, and I need the ambulance here right away, and he hung up the phone. And he held her hand, he kept on crying by her side, until finally the ambulance came. And when the ambulance came, the EMT said, well, how long she's been down? He said, maybe 10 minutes, and they started to work on her. And the EMT said, shaked his head and said, man, if you only knew how to perform CPR, if you only knew how to recognize the signs and symptoms of a heart attack, she would have been with us today.
Wow.
And so for those who do not know the signs and symptoms of a heart attack, many people, when I ask the question, even to healthcare providers, what are the signs and symptoms, they say, oh, pain in the left arm. It doesn't have to be pain in the left arm. It could be pain in the right arm. It may not be pain in the arms at all. You may have pain in the upper back. Women really complain of nausea, really bad headaches, and experiencing some shortness of breath while they're talking or at rest. And when you see that, those symptoms of a heart attack, the first thing after calling 911 is getting an aspirin, an adult aspirin. I'm not talking about Tylenol, Advil, or I'm talking about aspirin. And you have that person chew it or crush it up and put it under the tongue, and they drinking that. What the aspirin does is help thin out the blood so it can start going through the vessels and the arteries, because it's either clogged up, or hemorrhaging, one or the other. And it's not getting to the rest of the body. So the blood helps to thin it out, to help when you're pumping, to help it pump through, circulate through the body. And so just learning some of the signs and symptoms. I bet you a lot of people don't realize that gum disease, bleeding gums, is also a high risk factor of heart disease. Having a waist size for men bigger than size 40 is a contributor to heart disease. Women with a waist size greater than 35 is a contributor to heart disease. Some of those simple things, these are things that are preventable. These are things that we can work on. It doesn't matter whether it's genetics. If it's genetics and you keep yourself healthy, then if anything was to happen, your recovery is a lot easier. Or if it does happen, it may take longer. Just learning and understanding those simple things.
Wow. Yes. Wow. This is phenomenal information, Sharon. Wow. I mean, you know, you hear the tingling in the arms and all that stuff, but I never thought about the bad headaches, the nausea.
shortness of breath. A friend of mine had a heart attack a couple of months ago at work, and she kept telling them she couldn't breathe. And so they got her to the hospital, and they were able to catch it, I think she said, as she was having a second one. And so and she was 49 years old. But she made it through.
Thank God. And a lot of people, even with the shortness of breath, I had a student come back to me, and she has asthma. And she said she was wheezing. She was not wheezing, but she was having shortness of breath. And someone who's asthmatic, shortness of breath, they're kind of used to that feeling. And she said she was taking her inhaler, and it wasn't helping, but she still thought it was asthma. And so on the third day, her husband said, "You need to go to the doctor for real." And he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, "Oh, you already had a heart attack. And if you had waited one more day, we would have been having surgery on you." And that's a true story. And so I asked her, I said, "Were you wheezing?" "No." I said, "If you weren't wheezing, then it wasn't asthma." And if your inhaler didn't help you. And so, but this goes to what you were saying, that we're so busy, but I had the children and I needed to work and I couldn't take a day off from work. I mean, if you don't have your health, you're not going to work. You can't work. And if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of your kids. So makes sense to try to take care of yourself first.
Even in CPR,
we teach the very first thing that you do is to make sure the scene is safe before you help anyone else. And every first responder knows to make sure the scene is safe for themselves before they attend someone else.
Wow. This is some great information and some life-saving information. So, guys, y'all, if you haven't been certified for CPR, I tell you, you need to be giving Sharon a call, emailing her, go to her website, and go ahead and book this, because I'm telling you, I mean, learning so much, and you never know, you know, when you might need this information to be a blessing to somebody
else. And even
just like
for children. For children. Children have helped, done CPR, and helped kept the heart beating while advanced help has come. So, and you don't have to be certified, but just to learning some CPR and some basic first aid, knowing to recognize when someone is in diabetic shock, knowing the proper way to how to treat someone who is bleeding. These are things that are life skills that could help anyone in not just your family. You can help somebody over the phone by telling them what to do. So, learning to recognize stroke. A lot of people mix up stroke with a heart attack. So just learning those things. So, you know, as you said, you can give me a call, email me, Facebook, direct message me, and at 3 Hearts 1 Beat, and you will definitely be able to get some lessons on that. Churches, I give CPR demonstrations and teach them how to use the AED, which is a defibrillator, automatic defibrillator, help jumpstart the heart. That now you're seeing they're all over the airport. They're in the mega churches. Mm-hmm. They're in the large Walmarts. They're in the school fields. So just learning how to use that, it definitely can help save a life.
Amen. I had another question that just popped over. Said, in a second, do you see where meditation could come in and give peace to that person who's constantly just, you know, in a place of just turmoil? Do you think that meditation will help that person?
Meditation definitely has its place. Meditation does help to give peace. A lot of people have misconceptions with meditation and say they can't meditate because they think that the brain, you can't think. Your thoughts have to be still. Now, that's a real advanced high level. We, at the beginning, your thoughts are always going to be running through. But what meditation does is help to bring a calmness, helping us to be able to slow down the thought process, slow down the mind. Take deep breaths. Breath of life. Taking deep breaths. and focusing on something else. So it depends on the type of learner. When I'm teaching or suggesting meditation, I may say, depending on the type of learner, you may be someone who can meditate by just, you know, saying a chant, just saying I'm thankful, or just saying a hymn, just some type of mantra, because that's how they learn through hearing, and that helps to calm them. Some people need to focus on something. It could be a dot. It could be a flame. It could be a flower. It could be a word. And that helps to refocus and keep the mind kind of calm. Studies have definitely proven that meditation decreases blood pressure. What it does is decrease the heart rate. And so meditation does help. And it, in depending on the intention that you, when you start to meditate as well, the intention that you said, you can meditate through dance. You can meditate through listening to music. Some people, I'll say, well, if they say I still, no matter, sitting still doesn't work for me, well, then how about listening to some nice instrumental music? And then what you're doing is, why don't you just try to think about each particular instrument. Is that the piano? Oh, how does the piano? Oh, is that the horn? Is that the trumpet? Oh, that's the bass. And just focusing can help take away some of that stress. And what you're doing in the meditation creates a discipline where at that time, that it's a prayer. You can meditate through prayer. And just stay in focus. What it's doing is getting in touch with your inner self. And that's where the healing begins.
Right, the inner peace, yes, definitely. I tell you, Sharon, I have learned a lot from you tonight, so I can imagine in a session where we could learn. So, oh, yes, I'm loving this.
And thank you. August 11th, I am planning a workshop called Conversations with Coaches, where I'll have various different coaches be giving some of their highlights. So, stay tuned. I will definitely be giving some more information out on that. I'm also coming out with a book about how to heal a broken heart. I'm still toying with the with the title, but that's it. I have cover seven steps so that you can explore on how to heal a broken heart. So those are what I have coming up right now. Of course, I have a seven-step emotional healing concept for those who are working on forgiveness, for those who really have some emotional challenges, depression, anxiety, and those who really want to feel better about themselves. I do have a six-week program for that. And, you know, and as far as the spiritual heart, all of that, helping you to reveal anything that is hidden. So things that can, you can integrate your lifestyle to help maintain a balance with these three hearts, to help you gain insight on how to heal and nurture your heart for, you know, productive expressions, and including the meditation, including self-healing techniques and energetic tool, techniques that you can use to heal yourself.
Okay. I love it. So I've posted in our event page, on our event page, your contact information, but could you also tell the listeners how they could follow you, how they could book you? Because this is definitely something everyone needs.
Oh, thank you so much, and I really appreciate, again, to being able to share. I'm hoping that the passion of what I do has come through the airwaves with a lots of love and lots of healing light that I'm sending out there today. That's Sharon Reed. You can get me at Sharon. You can email me at Sharon at threehearts1b. That's Sharon at 3 hearts, with the word written out, 3 hearts with an S at the end, -1beat.com. I'm also available at www.3heartsonebeat.com and at Facebook. My business page is Love Your Three Hearts with the number 3. And if you stay tuned and if you follow Aaliyah, you'll have the information there as well. And let's give thanks to Aaliyah for sharing her ministry and allowing you listeners to find many different aspects for your healing.
Amen. Amen. Any final thoughts that you want to leave with the listeners? Because I know they've learned so much, and they can go back and listen to the recording. If you are late, you definitely want to go back and listen to everything, because she's given us some great, great nuggets here.
It may have been a little choppy, but there's, you know, just so much that you can speak, especially when we're talking about the power of the heart. I'd like for people to remember to just kind of tonight do a little exercise and put their hand in their heart and breathe slowly and feel the beat of the heart, feel the rhythm of the heart. Is your heart beating with a good steady rhythm, or is it skipping beats? Is it beating harder than usual when you're laying down? Do you feel it pounding? Just take a look and ask your heart to guide you into doing taking care of yourself and to nurturing it. If you haven't been to visit your physician lately, this is a good time to go ahead and get a checkup. It's a good time to take a look at your heart and just say thank you. Ask for forgiveness for yourself and help you to forgive those who have also trespassed against you. And as water reflects the face, remember one's life is reflected in their heart.
I love it. Amen. We truly thank God for you tonight. Wow. Did you have some more to say? Because I'm sorry, I feel like I cut you off.
Oh, no. You know, I can talk about the heart and go into the healing. I'm just remain thankful and humble, and I hope that I have touched some heart space in your listeners, and that they remember to do the exercise and go ahead and take care of themselves, self-care, so that you can care for others, so that we can begin to heal this world. The world needs healing, and the best way is to be able to take care of ourselves so that we can spread love.
Hey, man, I'm going to put on self-care as a necessity. Hey, man. Yes. Well, thank you again. We look forward to having you back on here, because we definitely need the reminders. And, you know, a lot of times we don't know these things. So, again, I learned so much from you, especially about the signs of heart attacks, because you always hear the tingling in the arms. Well, that person didn't have that, and it could have saved their life had someone known CPR. So I thank you again for coming and sharing your gift with us and your knowledge.
Thank you, and good night to you and your listeners, and may God bless you. Take care of your heart.
Thanks again. All right, guys, if you listened to the show tonight and you missed any of it, you got to go back and listen to the recording, because I'm telling you, Ms. Sharon Reed, the heart, I'm going to call her the heart doctor, because I tell you, she is a heart health coach is what her title is, but I tell you, she's a heart doctor to me, because I learned so much from her in this short period of time. You know, if you don't know CPR, she is a trainer. She can come to you and do CPR training at your facility, at your church. If you want to get a group of people together and do it, you know, this is something that can save lives, just to know what to do. The people told the gentleman when his wife had collapsed from that heart attack, he didn't know she was having a heart attack, and had he known CPR, he could have saved her life. So guys, I'm telling you, you know, God wants us to be able to live a happy, healthy life, and to be knowledgeable, and that's why we try to bring well-rounded people on. So we thank God for sharing tonight because she's been in this field for over 30 years. She teaches coaching, the facilitator part, the CPR part, the getting to the emotional. But she actually peels back the layers. She peels back the layers because you're telling her something topically when it's actually something really, really deep-rooted that she needs to help you see, and then the healing can begin. So I just praise God for her as she was able to help us tonight. So, again, if you miss any of the recording, go back and listen to it. It will be up in about 5 minutes. Thank you so much to each and every one of our sponsors, Ms. Shondell Andrea Jackson, author of The Power of Decisions, Overcoming Life Struggles and Challenges Through Choices, Jesus on the Mainline Prayer CD by Valerie Lee, Afographics, which is your one-stop shop to graphics, photography, and design, Unique Expression by Design, which is your one-stop shop and your place of making your dreams become a reality, and that's with Angelise Washington. Any of your custom products, Three Hearts, One Bee, Inc., where we just spoke with the founder and facilitator and heart health coach, Ms. Sharon Reed, and they take care of y'all. They promote healthy hearts through coaching, training, and healing. And their motto is to educate, train, care, and share. And then we have Inspired Jewels, the number 4, the letter U.com, InspiredJewelsForYou.com, getting your paparazzi $5 jewelry and accessories. Again, that's www.InspiredJewels, the number 4, the letter U.com. Ross Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop to your hair care and beauty needs. From natural hair to braids, light maintenance, relaxers, sew-ins, quick weaves, makeup, lashes, and so much more. So thank you again to all of our sponsors for being a sponsor for On Fire to Inspire. And if you're interested in being a sponsor, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. Our current rate is only $25 for the entire month. We actually announce your business, and we post it on social media and let our listeners and our vision, our people who have visibility too, that have access to us and they have visibility to other people for you. So if you're interested, email us, contact us, and we'd love to help promote your brand. Again, I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. We'll see you next week, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Love you guys, and have a powerfully blessed, anointed week.